हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम gender is concerned. There are certain rules which are prescribed for this gender, all of us. Different rules for different genders. Now, as far as Brahmacharya is concerned, we have to first understand what is the motive behind emphasis on Brahmacharya. We all know the Varnashram system. We have the Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and then Sannyas. So, finally, Sannyas means that you have to give up. Vanaprastha also means prepare to give up. So it's only in between one ashram, which is called Grihastha ashram, wherein there is some sort of allowance for the male gender to have association of the female gender. So if you look into the proportion in which the act of renunciation is emphasized as against allowance with the opposite sex association, is quite, we can say that the emphasis on renunciation is quite strong. So three ashrams, Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, focusing on renunciation. And with one ashram, of course, renunciation is there. But then of course, you know, one can have association of the female gender. The motive behind is, finally one has to give up that association. So if finally one has to give up that association, an intelligent question one might be asking, why not at the first place? Why go through the ordeal? Kyon us raaste jana ghoom phir ke jab samne dikh raha hai ki yahan se bhi ja sakte. Last month when I was in the United Kingdom, so this question was asked by one devotee over there. He's asking this question that I'm in the Grihastha ashram, and being in the Grihastha ashram, I have got privileges that, you know, I don't have to be that strict as a Grihastha. Everyone can understand because I have to be in the real world, I have to deal with the real people. It's the exact opposite, actually. It's the illusory world outside. And whatever happens is all based on illusory aspect. But of course, he wanted to word it like that. So he said, in the real world, with the real people, job and family, society, extended family. So we have to compromise. We have to attend social functions. We have to eat outside. We have to go watch movies, travel, and some sort of compromise which is involved. So his question was that with all these privileges, he was considering them as privileges, with all these privileges, how much time will it take for the grahasthas to achieve our goal? So we were going for a program and he was driving, I was sitting next to him. So I asked him that you have, you know, the GPS system, it's called SatNav over there. So you have the SatNav which gives you the directions, you know, you just feed it and it tells you that your entire route. So I asked that, you know, your SatNav has told you. It also mentions how much estimated time till the destination, say 20 minutes. So you start and then it's the reverse clock which starts. For 20 minutes you will be reaching your destination. So I said your SatNav is telling you 20 minutes you will reach your destination if you follow this SatNav. And by mistake if you go take a detour somewhere else, immediately, you know, the SatNav tells you that it has to relocate now, and then again, you know, that time extends. Immediately, if you take a detour, then the time is from 20 to 25, then say 30, 35, however bigger the detour is. I said life is also like that. Spiritual life is exactly like that. So, why will one take a detour? Because one wants to hang out. As you said, the privileges which you are entitled for, you know, doing things which are not directly connected to Krishna consciousness and some of the things which are absolutely not connected to Krishna consciousness. So, it means you are taking a detour. So, if you are taking a detour, then you have to take the exit from the main route. You have to exit from the main highway. So if our main highway is going back home, back to Godhead, and we are sitting in the vehicle, so right now you are all unmarried. So the practice of brahmacharya is like you are on the highway which is directly taking you to your desired goal. But then there are signs. Exit for McDonald's. Exit for Pizza Hut. Exit for some refreshments like that. There are signs like that. Food court. In India they call food courts. So highways you will find, Bombay to Nasik, Nasik to Bombay you go, come, you will find so many distractions. Come, enjoy. This is, they have opened for you. Why you are driving for so long? Stop for a while. Take it easy. You will reach Bombay, you know, with our help. So why do you think this Bombay-Nasik highway, so many these dhabas and hotels and restaurants, they are flourishing, you will find. Parking lot is always full. Why? Because people, they like to have variety in their journey. They like to have what? Variety in their journey. So when a man starts practicing brahmacharya, it is like he is on the highway focus to reach Bombay, and if he just sticks to the highway, he can reach in say 2.5-3 hours. But then that highway after a certain time appears to be monotonous, boring. And then there are all the distractions lined up. So as he's driving, he keeps looking. KFC. And then it's not just that one distraction which is pulling this driver towards itself, but then he sees so many vehicles parked. Power of association. And then some people are outside, you know, munching, gobbling. See, oh, what am I doing? Just alone driving. Everyone is taking and he sees the car ahead. Indicator is left. Oh, he is also gone. He sees behind the car also. I am a fool. So what happens in this scenario? You are coming for drishti programs, focused. You are behind your wheels, focused for your destination. Drishti gantavya sthan par hai, isliye isko naam drishti. But then you will find that whatever you hear as you are trying to practice, when you go back to your wherever which places you come from, either your workplace or your college, your house, society, over there you will find all these distractions pulling you and asking you, questioning you. You really think that this monotonous driving will satisfy you? Take a detour. Take it easy. How many times have you heard when you start coming to the Hare Krishna temple, when you start chanting? Just yesterday I had this program, Ekevak, and one student was asking me that the father, whenever he sees bead bag in my hand, he becomes afraid, his BP rises, and he becomes so afraid that why my son is holding a bead bag. Parents are getting concerned with the bead bag in their children's hand. Well, if he's holding something else, that's being natural. In line with the society, but holding this bead bag, it appears to be more scary than holding AK-47. So, distractions. Srila Prabhupada was once asked, this was New Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada is giving a talk, and it's like everyone is sitting, not like it was a drishti program. Sitting. And one devotee asked this question. So Srila Prabhupada, why one should practice brahmacharya? What is the significance of brahmacharya? And Srila Prabhupada, he gave a very significant example. He said, you are walking on a road. It's a very pleasurable walk of yours. Nice weather, you are, you know, very fresh, and you are having a nice walk, peaceful road. And all of a sudden, you find a rock in the middle of the road. What will an intelligent person do? If he wants to reach his destination in time, an intelligent person will walk past by. He said, that is brahmacharya. Take a little cut from there, continue. But then if somebody thinks that, no, let me pick up this rock. He picks up the rock, puts it on his head, and then starts walking. Upa said, he's still walking on the same road, now with a rock. That's married life. So, life becomes, the walking is still going on, but what do you think, what kind of walking will that be now? It will be very troublesome. Think so? It will be troublesome. So, when we are talking of Brahmacharya, the first thing which comes right in front of our eye, the three letter word. And as you can read over here, this word was only to draw your attention, pay your tax on time, make India a better place. Point is, why? As they say, sex sells. Nothing sells better than sex. So, everyone knows the human psyche, how it works. So, if they want to sell anything, even if it is, you know, a switch gear, a plug, something like that, or a paint box, you know, or a match box, have a pretty woman holding it who has nothing to do with that. There is no connection. All these advertisements which they show, have using them. So first, the man will look at her. And then, you know, okay, so what is she giving? Somewhere in the corner, she is holding a switch gear, anchor, not knowing that she has already anchored that man through her charms. So why they are using it or misusing it? Because living in this material world, we human beings, especially we human beings, we have become so much addicted to this enjoyment which we have hyped it so much. It's an exaggerated enjoyment. So, yes, definitely there is a requirement for some people to get engaged with the female association and practice renunciation of a different kind in the grahastha. But the rules are different for the grahastha who is practicing renunciation, and of course then for the brahmacharya, sannyasi and vanaprastha. One of our sannyasis gave a wonderful example that a train is passing by. And there are signals for train. There is signal for the cars, the automobiles on the road. Different signal for the automobile. Different signal for the train. So when the train is passing by, the automobiles, they have to stop. And when the automobiles are passing by, the train has to stop. Now if the automobiles, they look at the signal of the train, it's green for the train, let me pass. Now to extend this example, there is a flight, an airplane which is flying above both the automobile and the train. Imagine if the pilot looks, happen to see that there is red signal, it's for the train, and he decides to stop the engine up there. So the traffic, it's called air traffic control, ATC. It's meant only for the planes which are flying up in the sky. So the controls, the traffic controls for the plane is different as compared to the traffic controls for the train, or for the cars. You agree? Similarly, the rules for brahmacharya is different from the rules of a grihastha. So herein, we are in a phase of our life. Like you are practicing, you know, a kind of art of gathering knowledge. So as a student, you are gathering knowledge, whatever, engineering, medicine, whatever knowledge you are gathering. So brahmacharya helps you first to achieve that. So benefits of brahmacharya we had understood from this wonderful verse, Ayustejo Balam Deeryam Prajnashrischa Yashastatha Punyata Satriyatvam Cha Vardhate Brahmacharya. By the practice of brahmacharya, longevity, luster, strength, vigor, knowledge, beauty, fame, piety and devotion to truth increases. So this is from the Patanjali Yoga Sutra, wherein the entire explanation of the benefits of practicing brahmacharya is mentioned. So we had read this out last time as well. Practice of brahmacharya gives good health, inner strength, peace of mind, fortitude and long life. It helps to conserve physical and mental energy. It augments memory, willpower, clear thinking, power of concentration, and ability to grasp philosophical subjects. It bestows physical strength, vigor, vitality, courage, boldness, and strength of character. To one who practices brahmacharya, divine knowledge comes as if naturally. His words convey meaning and authority and leave an impression on the hearers. You all want all this? You want? Chalo, koi baat. Your Hari Bol sounds like milne to wala hai nahi par hoti hai. Huh? Bade bade slides dikhate. Kyun kya hota hai? Yahan se bahar nikalne ke baad सारे श्लोक भूल जाते हैं. जैसे ही बिलबोर्ड दिखने लग जाएं, whether the moving or the non-moving billboards, then what happens is they have sufficient power to clear off your memory, to clear off your good intelligence of what is proper discrimination. So I can understand that you are very good. Doesn't matter. But the fact of the matter is, we have to at least understand that it's possible, it's doable. And herein, if you focus, then the principles of brahmacharya, the benefits which one gets by practicing the principles of brahmacharya, they are on gross and subtle. So over here there are qualities which are on subtle level and there are qualities which are on the gross level. Can you detect it? Which are the qualities which are on the gross level? Can you detect it? Physical strength, good health, longevity, yeah, vigor, vitality, you know, like we had luster, you know, your luster increases and all that. And then there is, on a subtle level, you know, your mental energy, concentration, philosophical, you know, ability to grasp character and all that, which is on the subtle level. So why? It's more, if you see, the focus is more on the subtle than the gross. So why brahmacharya lifestyle is not so appealing? Because people nowadays, they are not so much worried or concerned or even desirous for improving their sattva. Everyone wants to improve their external, their gross. And there are substitutes which are available in the cosmetic industry to improve your gross. Why one would want to practice such strict regimen for lustrous skin or longevity or physical strength, vigor, vitality and all that, when there are supplements available, you can work out and make it happen even better than any of persons who are practicing brahmacharya. Which brahmacharya lifestyle will give you six pack? But then so much promise is given by the other sources for all of that, the looks. So herein we have to understand that brahmacharya lifestyle is more for all of us to go inside than to get carried away by the externals. So if you really want your insides to be strengthened and fortified, you are at the right place. But if you think that coming over here, I'll get six pack, I'll have a glowing skin, and all of this, I can, just like Hanumanji, how he exhibited, those were all byproducts. He could lift mountains, he could fly. If we are simply enamored by all of that, and thinking that I want to achieve all of that at the expense of whatever is happening inside, then you are at the wrong place. So, all of this on the gross level which is mentioned, they are simply byproducts of what will happen inside of us, the inner strength. And if you want to know, people nowadays, because they have not realized that what are the benefits of being internally strong, externally they are trying to make their physical structure so appealing, so charismatic, and because everything is hollow from inside, it's just like, the termite effect. The termites are the termites of lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion. They are eating from inside. So the external structure for a while looks as if it's intact. But then the question is, for how long? Now, you won't believe that people who have achieved all of these externals, which some of you might be, envying, you might kill someone to achieve all of that, good looks and external charisma. These people, 90% of these people, they end up living such a lonely life, total depression. Because it's not going to last for long, only for a while, all these externals are going to be there. And the more they are there, the more intensity of it, the more illusion one becomes, the more expectation one has, and the more lonely one becomes when it is taken away. So it's like a trap. Like in a casino, they first allow you to win. Similarly, Maya Devi has a big, huge casino. When she gives all of this beauty, name, fame, recognition, everything, she's allowing you to win. Yes, you win the first round, the second round, and then you put everything at stake. And then she always has the last laugh. The last round, she takes away everything. Whatever little you had, you gave everything away, and then you are just left penniless, totally penniless. That's how it works. So therefore, last time we had understood that even on a social level, if you look into these four reasons, brahmacharya, respectable designation in society, pure and exemplary way of living as a youth, powerful and fast vehicle to reach Golok Vrindavan, bringing pure progeny in society, even if somebody decides to later on get married. The practice of brahmacharya will bring about progeny which will be worthy for the society, will be assets for the society. The vow of continence, if you remember, conserving or cultivation of one's sexual energy for attaining higher consciousness. So remember, the focus is, we gave the example of that boxer Muhammad Ali. He was also practicing continence or celibacy, conserving the sexual energy, but not for higher consciousness. He had something else to accomplish. Yeah, many sports people, they do that. But herein, if we really want the highest benefit of practicing brahmacharya, we have to understand it's meant for higher consciousness. That is the prime focus. So, now beginning with what happens when we are talking of conserving this very potent vital energy within us. So this is the sequence as mentioned by Patanjali Muni when he talks about the Yoga Sutras, when he talks about practicing brahmacharya in order to fulfill those Yoga Sutras. So this is the chain. When we eat food, it turns into child, that is juice, blood, flesh, fat, bones, marrow, and lastly the essence of that food which we every day eat, which is supposed to sustain us, the essence of all of that turns into semen. Now, how much emphasis the modern day lifestyle is giving to this semen? In fact, people, they don't want to talk about it so much, you know, in a very systematic, methodical way, because they know the potency of this vital fluid within the male gender, but because it is grossly misused, especially by the bachelors, grossly misused especially by the bachelors when they are supposed to conserve it. And the exact opposite is being propagated for them, like for all of them. What is being propagated? That this is the age wherein you have to get prepared at practice before the final match. Huh? What is the final match? Band Baja Barat. And the Band Baja Barat will come, that is your final match. And before that, be tuned, stay tuned with what's happening in this regard. So, my question to all of you, before coming to Krishna consciousness, or right now before seeing this particular slide, how many of you had heard by any authority or any source that you are supposed to conserve your semen? Where? No. I'm not talking about. I'm saying before coming to Krishna consciousness. How about you? No. I'm not talking about spirituality. That's again spirituality. I'm saying, apart from coming in contact with anything spiritual, Krishna conscious, apart from all of that, anyone like that? This category. Okay, now my question is, what had you heard about this vital fluid called semen? What had you heard about it? Anyone? Yeah, silent, yeah. What? Okay, what had you heard? या सब न्यूट्रल थे, कुछ उधर भी नहीं सुना इधर भी सुना. प्रभु पहली बार सुन रहे हैं क्या, ये ऐसा है क्या? सीमेंस कंपनी के बारे में सुना?
It is always propagated that ejaculation of the semen is the highest pleasure on this earth.
It is. Who is that it?
The modern day society.
What is that? Be specific.
Bollywood.
Bollywood. Bollywood.
Bollywood, Hollywood. Peers. In fact, I still remember in my school days, in SSE, they used to give sex education. So with the fathers of the churches had said that if you can't control at this age, it is all okay to masturbate. So this is what I've heard from a father of a church.
Okay.
So I don't know what were the reasons, but yeah.
Yeah, this is a very common thing that you'll find, especially these magazines wherein, you know, the questions are being asked that, I've been masturbating for the past 2 years. I'm very much feeling guilty. So, kindly advise. So, so-called words of wisdom now given by some sexologist. So, he's certified to give his words of wisdom, and he says, absolutely normal. You're absolutely normal. In fact, some people, if they, pose this question that because of whatever fear, I am not doing it. You know what the reply is? You are not doing it? There is a big problem. In fact, there is a big problem already and a bigger problem coming ahead. You are not doing it. So as he said, if you can't control it, as he was told, release it. If you release it, you will feel relaxed. When you feel relaxed, then you can focus on what? On whatever you want to focus. And then, when students, when they start doing it, and for that momentary kind of relaxation which they feel, the Niti Shastra tells that it is a kind of very, very transitory renunciation which you get. The word which he was using, ejaculation. When the semen is spurted out, when, artificially when one wants to do that. So, that moment when the semen is being discharged, according to Niti Shastra, a kind of renunciation dawns upon the man. What is that renunciation? No interest. No interest in the opposite sex now. How long? Few minutes. And what happens is, it's like you have a fire and the fire is on and you throw a lump of butter What will you find? Immediately, what will you find? Lump of butter you throw in that fire. For a while, the fire will douse a little. And then, next few minutes, what will happen? It blazes all the more. So at that moment, when this vital fluid is being discharged, one actually drains away all the energy. It's like kind of intoxication, you know. It's a kind of addiction, it's kind of intoxication. So when one takes intoxication, what is the effect? It just dulls your senses. It drains you, saps you away, totally blocks you, blanks you out, your total blackout. And then you feel, wow, I don't remember who I am, where I am, what is my problem. So that's like a very, very momentary. And therefore, an intelligent person will never ever go for that momentary pleasure. And it is so deceiving. Because what happens is, we have a tendency to cheat. That is one of the defects, the four defects which one of the defects is cheating propensity. So we want to cheat, and then someone certifies it, we feel so happy about it. And then we look for people who are having that cheating propensity and who are getting their cheating propensity certified. We hang out with those people. Tune padha na, maine bhi padha, tera bhi aise hua na, mera bhi aise hua, relax ho raha, relax. One, two, like that, the entire mob, we are all this, you know, we are feeling so relaxed. And this is natural, they say. And then when such things are being told, which are mentioned in our scriptures, the question is, these are all mythological things, beliefs in all this. That, you know, your food turns into this, and finally, you know, the essence of the energy which you put inside turns into semen. Who cares about, and who wants to know, and who believes in all of this stuff? Why? Because the pleasure which one gets by discharging that vital fluid is so overpowering that it blocks the intelligence, even if the intelligence wants to understand. What else someone might have heard about this before coming in contact with anything spiritual? Anyone?
Like, my friends used to tell me that why conserve it when it's produced like every day, and you know, in such so much amount, like, you know, it just waste every day.
Okay, it's a very common proposal given. Very foolish, stupid proposal. Why conserve it when it is naturally being produced? How will you answer this? Or you also believe? Blood is also produced. Nikalte rao na? Why conserve blood also? Keep removing that blood also. See, like this question was asked to me also when I was living in a hostel. And what is the difference between you? This is just like any other fluid. You have some phlegm, you know, some mucus in your mouth. You know, you clear your throat and spit it out. It's like that. Spit it out. हाँ, उसके बारे में तुम क्या seminars लोगे? वो flame कैसे बना? खाना खाया, उसके अंदर से ये ऐसे ऐसे arrow निकाल दिया. क्या बना? Lucas. उसको खा खा करके थूक दिया, थूक दिया. You have drained out your vital energy. Coughing it out. That was the argument. So just like you have your phlegm, you have your mucus, you have your cough, which you just spit it out. Similarly, this semen, discharge it out. And the perks and benefits are, while discharging the semen, the pleasure which you get. Kya kehne? So I asked him this question. Okay, so you are saying that semen, your mucus, or your urine is same? Oh, yeah, of course. I said, then when people get married, try discharging urine in the woman's body and see how many babies will be produced. Why only this particular fluid? It gives birth to a human being. Why not your phlegm? Tuktero. If you are saying it's the same, tuktero na. No, no, no. Aisa nahi hota hai. Not. No, no. Fir aise hota hai, it stands. Shaky platform. Then they are on a shaky platform. They are on thin ice, as they say. No, no, aisa nahi hai. Main batata hu mere upar. Baad mein batata hu. Abhi. Abhi aur kuch baat kar rahe ho. Tu zyada gross ban jata hai yaar tu. Ha? Acha, shuru kisne kiya? So my dear friends, you will have organized conspiracies going on, which you may even not know how they are trying to dissuade you, distract you from the actual path or what is beneficial for you. You see? So, you know why this is being advertised, like we were discussing after marriage, Shilajit, and this and that these capsules and supplements. Why after marriage you have to take all of that? Kya fere lene se thak gaya, isliye Shilajit lena padta hai. Because now practically every night the game is on. So therefore he's just, you know, now having the license to just drain it out day in and day out, and therefore he has to replenish it with all of these supplements. He also realizes. So herein the point which I am making is that what is being propagated in the name of health, that you keep releasing, therefore you will be, you know, normal. Otherwise, you will become cranky, they say. If you don't release it, you will become cranky. Yes, from one angle, it's right. If you do not divert it in the right way, therefore it's called urdhvaretasha. It has to be diverted upwards through spiritual practice. Because there is nothing like you keep conserving it without any proper channeling. So therefore brahmacharya life is not simply, you know, clenching your fist and I will not allow the semen to flow. No matter what. No. We'll discuss how it happens if we are not having higher positive engagement. So again, in the Patanjali Yoga Sutra, it's explained, these examples are given of the king, of a flower, of a river, and of a bachelor. very interesting that how will you define a king, a successful king? How will you define that the king is successful? Something more? How fortified is the army to protect the kingdom and the subjects within the kingdom? If the king is good looking, charismatic, young, but his army only has 4 soldiers, usme se bhi 2 chutti pe gaye. Kaun si chutti? Honeymoon. So nobody is going to appreciate your good looks and your charisma when the enemy attacks. When the enemy attacks, you need a fortified army. So the king is defined with a proper army. Now, a flower? Yes, a flower is defined in its epitome of success when it has fragrance in it. River with water. Therefore, one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga is that you will find big rivers with no water, or you know, big ponds with no water. Kali Yuga, one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga is this, that you will find renunciation like big riverbed. People, they prophesy, they propagate themselves and they advertise themselves as big renunciant, but there is no water in it, which means there is no renunciation. Shosha bahut hai. But andar, therefore, you know, you will find that in Kali Yuga especially, in the name of renunciation, so much of scandals which are going on, and you know, bogus and fake. Therefore, in Sanskrit, there is something called Falgu. Falgu Vairagya. What is Falgu Vairagya? There is a river called Falgu. And this Falgu river, you know, there is no water in it. It's just the river bed. So therefore, there is, it's called a river, but it's not actually technically a river, because river means it has to have water. And finally, a bachelor is defined with how much, how well that bachelor can conserve this vital energy. Now, you must have first time heard bachelor defined like that. Now, how many times, you know, you as bachelors, we all as bachelors, we had our own definitions of what a bachelor means. Huh? Bachelor means one who can get off the bed from both sides. Yeah, one of my friends, you know, he had this definition of a bachelor. Bachelor means bed ke dono side se utar sakta hai. Ek hi side se jo utar paaye, matlab samajh lena ki dusri side mein koi aur hai. In Bombay, I was preaching in this hostel. Government college hostel. It's called Telang also, where all the weird kind of students from these colleges like Elphiston College, Sydenham College, they were living in that hostel. So it was, the hostel was nothing but like a zoo. who lives in a zoo? Animals. So, in fact, it was very close to our Chopadi temple. So one day I started preaching over there. It was preaching in that particular college, in that hostel, was like you are entering into open safari, you know, not zoo, safari of all these ferocious animals all around you. So initially, you know, one of the students, he allowed me to use his room for the program. So he was sharing his room with someone else. As I entered the room, the entire room was filled with, don't ask me what. So I thought, okay, I'll just look at the ceiling. So I looked at the ceiling. Ceiling also was full. So I was giving a talk, and I was just talking about, you know, the importance of discipline. So one student in between, he said, I want to comment on something and also have your views. I said, okay, what is it? According to me, what's according to you? According to me, everything culminates in bed. Everything culminates in bed. And everyone, yeah, yes, very much right. Everything culminates in bed. I said, yeah, yeah, I also agree. Hey, see? Huh? Our Brahmachari is also agreeing. I said, yes, but I just want to clarify, everything culminates on deathbed. And when they heard deathbed, hey, talking about death? Deathbed? No, I was talking about some other bed. As it is said that flowers, when they are below you, it is your first night. When they are above you, it is your last night. Bichare fool bhi soch rahe honge ki hum wahi hain, koi humko tod kar suhagrat mein sajata hai, koi humko tod kar janaze mein sajata hai, mayyat. तो जो जनाजे के फूल होते हैं उनको कोई सूंघता नहीं. सुहागरात के फूल जो होते हैं, सुहागरात है घूंघट उठा रहा, गाने गाए जाते. So how are people defining a bachelor? What was your definition of a bachelor? Bachelor, hostel ke andar likha rehta na. This is for bachelor. Bachelor means, abhi tak phool niche nahi aaye. Ugi rahe hain abhi tak. Na to upar aaye na niche aaye. तक फूल उग रहे हैं. क्या हमको सिखाया जाता है बैचलर्स के बारे में? बहुत बार मेरे को एक क्वेश्चन पूछा गया, क्या सर आप इतने कम उम्र में ये सब कर लिया आपने, सब छोड़ दिया क्या? नहीं मिली नहीं. फाइनल क्वेश्चन क्या रहता है? क्या कोई नहीं मिली? तो कई बेचारे ऐसे ही घूमते फिरते हैं, कोई मिली नहीं. कईयों को बहुत मिल गई, परेशान होके अकेले रहते हैं. सो हियर इन टू बिगिन विथ इन ब्रह्मचर्य लाइफ इट इज टॉट दैट दिस इज जस्ट द बिगिनिंग दैट because it is very much connected, conserving semen and discharging semen. is very much connected to the opposite sex. Of course, there are other reasons also, but the primary reason, just like, you know, AIDS, this disease, there are many ways by which people get disease, this particular disease, but the primary reason is illicit sex and all of those activities. So, primary reason for conserving semen and discharge of the semen, it is how one is dealing with the problem of opposite sex. So, the vow of brahmacharya is very interesting. Yajnavalkya Smriti, as quoted in the Bhagavad Gita, Karmana Manasa Vacha Sarvavasthasu Sarvada Sarvatra Maithuna Tyago Brahmacharyam Prachakshate. The vow of brahmacharya is meant to help one completely abstain from sex indulgence in work, words and mind. Karmana, manasa, vacha, sarvavasthasu sarvada, at all times, under all circumstances, in all places. Which means, even if one has all the opportunity to indulge and engage in that activity, when one chooses to refrain, he is a true Brahma. Like that famous story of Prabhupada entering into a New York cab and the cab driver is asking, "So, Swamiji coming from India, what miracle? Show some miracle." Prabhupada, he told, "I can enter into a room full of naked women and still not get disturbed." Oh, the steering wheel hill gaya. Because according to the New York cab driver, that was a bigger miracle than, you know, some vibhuti, some sona here and there, anguthi, anda, alu, jo bhi, nikal ke dikhana, bigger than that. And nowadays it's a big miracle. Many times people, when they look at we brahmacharis, they are very much surprised. Kaise rehte ho? कितने साल हो गए? 20 साल बाद 20 साल ऐसे मेरा एक फ्रेंड मेरे को कहता 20 साल से तेरा ब्लैक एंड व्हाइट मूवी चल रहा है नो कलर सो अकॉर्डिंग टू देम कलर मींस यू नो सो As they say, morality is not lack of opportunity. Morality is not lack of opportunity. That is not brahmacharya. Try bahut kiya, kuch hua nahi. Isliye bhai, single hai. No, that is not. In spite of having all facility, in spite of all distractions all around, when one chooses, just like Arjun, though married, exhibited the true principles of brahmacharya we are talking about over here. When Urvashi presents herself, and in the heavens, it is legitimate. In the heavens, you know, over there is nothing called, you know, that she is someone's wife, or, you know, she is an apsara, or she is from some other household. So, you know, there is no kind of extramarital or premarital, or there is nothing like that. It's all, you know, free flow. So Arjun is visiting over there as a visitor, and Indra had offered, supposed to be his father, he is offering Urvashi. Urvashi is offering, everything is legitimate, you know. It's all just flowing like that. Like people in the West, when over there, when Indians go over there, they start behaving like them because it's in the flow. You start talking like them, you know. Like over there, the way people greet is that they kiss on your cheeks. So I remember one particular Indian family had come to Nasik, and they were hosted by one of our Indian couples. So the lady, she's like 50 plus, you know, and she's lived in UK all her life. And she wanted to express her gratitude to the host, that how the host, you know, so wonderfully served them. So as she was leaving, she kissed on the cheek of the wife. And this wife, she's a traditional lady. You know, she like, what did you do? She immediately took handkerchief and pochne lag gayi. Kya hai, tu bhook laga ke chali gayi. So, you know, they start behaving like that when they are over there. At least India hai to abhi tak nahi hai like that. Jhoota karke chale jao. So Arjun was in the heavens, and over there it was all allowed, but he chose not to. So therefore, at all times, under all circumstances and in all places, one who chooses to refrain. So this is like, you can say that this is the mission statement to begin with for brahmacharis. The mission statement is to have this particular vow of brahmacharya, and therefore, you know, we have the other vow starting with W. When one starts practicing this celibacy at all times, in all places, under all circumstances, then yes, you yourself and others, when they look at you, they will say, wow, this is something which is unimaginable. Even though we might be in India and things still might be very conservative, people, they don't discuss all of this. Hai na? Pehle Bollywood movies mein kya aata tha? Hero, heroine, you know, when they are having those romantic songs, running around trees, bushes, gardens. And then at the end, when they are together and in an embrace, then they will not show that. They will show two flowers. So, chote bachche ko, wo mata pita, kidhar gaye, kidhar gaye? Hey, kidhar? Phool ko dekha. Phool? Ting. Khair, aajkal alag hai. Phool, phool, to sab gaye idhar udhar. So, even though in India, still people have that kind of conservative thing, but Falena Pariche, from where 125 crore people are coming, kya wo khali yagya mein phere ghumne se kar rahe hain kya, sab aasman se thodi tapak rahe hain, which means no matter how conservative we are in this country, the wow factor is not there. So therefore you find the population which is increasing. Nobody wants to talk about it. They just keep doing it. So, any questions on this? Because this is going to be the basis of why we have to practice brahmacharya, in what consciousness, and what is the ideal. Most important is, what is the ideal? The ideal is this, that you have to make the choice in spite of all allurements and distractions. And therefore, why I am emphasizing on this particular shloka so much, because we are having these sessions maybe just once a month and occasionally, but rest of the time you will be surrounded by all of those distractions and allurements and enticements. And at that point of time, if you remember this vow and if you practice this vow, then actually you are beginning to practice brahmacharya. And the strength which one gets is only then. The strength which one gets, because otherwise, you know, why I am emphasizing so much on this? Because nowadays, a person who might be a gay, and he might say, Prabhuji, mere ko koi, I can also walk into a room full of naked women, not get disturbed. Why? Because he's a gay. So that doesn't mean that he is practicing this vow. Change the situation, look what will happen to him. So voluntarily choosing something over this lower carnal pleasure, that is the beginning of brahmacharya. So the eight prohibitions for a celibate, again mentioned very wonderful in this shlok: smaranam kirtanam keli prekshanam guhya bhashanam sankalpo dhyavashayas cha kriya nivrittir evacha. These are the eight prohibitions. First is thinking about women, speaking about sexual enjoyment, flirting with women, looking lustfully at them, talking intimately with them, fantasizing sexual intercourse, endeavoring for sex, finally engaging in sex. So earlier we all thought that sex means only when one engages. But that's the last. It's the last on the list. It begins with what? Thinking. When I was playing tennis, I had a t-shirt from this brand, Adidas. And one of my batchmates, team partners, he said, "Oh, so you are the Adidas member." I said, "What do you mean, Adidas member? You don't know Adidas? What do you mean?" "All day I dream about sex. That is the full form of Adidas. All day I dream about sex." So they all want to become member of this Adidas club. I said, "I am Shikshakram Das. I am member of that Das club." So we'll discuss more elaborately in our next drishti on this. You know how there is a sequence. Everything follows behind. There is a sequence that how thinking about women leads to speaking. Speaking leads to flirting, leads to lustfully looking, talking intimately, fantasizing, endeavoring for it, and finally the grand finale, one engages in that. So it's progressive, or rather digressive. Let's use the word digressive. So we'll discuss more elaborately in our next drishti. But the take-home message for all of you tonight is: understand that there is the physical aspect of practicing brahmacharya, which we discussed, and there is the non-physical aspect of practicing brahmacharya, which means to achieve higher consciousness, to purify our existence, body, mind, and words, everything. So to purify our existence, the practice of brahmacharya is emphasized. So from gross practice, we have to go into the subtle practice. So why tonight and in our previous sessions, we are discussing about the gross aspect of, you know, conserving the vital fluid. And of course, you know, all of this is well connected with that. What are the subtle benefits of conserving that vital fluid, semen I'm talking about, and going beyond just, you know, the physicality of practicing brahmacharya and entering into the domain, the realm of what are the subtle benefits which one can derive, so much so that one can so speedily achieve the goal of this human form of life in such a determined way, in such a non-destructive way, in such a pure way, in such a regulated way. The kind of inner confidence which one gets when one refrains voluntarily. I'm telling you from the experience of my own self and from the experience of so many others, that in spite of being in the thick of Kali Yuga, you can find that inner rejuvenated, replenished confidence within you when you practice Brahmacharya from the gross entering into the subtle benefits. And this is something which is mind-boggling. As they say, you have to experience it to believe it. You have to go through that to believe it. The proof of the pudding is in eating, as they say. So when you start practicing, of course, with all of this understanding, then you will reap the benefits of knowing what actually a man has the potential in him. Why God created a man? Why we men have been created? What potential we have? To unleash that potential, we begin to practice Brahmacharya. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. So it's 9:25. Any questions, comments anyone has, we can take one or two. How many of you are coming for the first time? First time? Oh, you were not there previous sessions? All of you? How many are students? Raise your hands. How many beyond 20 years of age? Anyone below 15? So which means this is the right time wherein Maya Devi, different practical way, in a way which is doable, which we can apply in our lives, but also which will give you effects of what it takes to live this lifestyle in spite of whatever is happening all around, the mayhem around, and what are the ill effects of not practicing this. Just not practicing this, you will come to know, we will discuss about that also. What are the ill effects of, somebody might say, well, I just want to not practice this. And he might think that what wrong at the most will go if I don't practice this. It's like swimming. If you keep flapping your hands and legs, then you will remain afloat. Otherwise, we are about to drown. That's going to happen. So, we expect that we'll have better sessions in which we will get to know that what it takes to practice a lifestyle which is so pure, given by such great saints and acharyas and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who himself exhibited by practicing Brahmacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in fact took sannyas. He showed us by his own example that what is the emphasis of, if the supreme enjoyer can become the supreme renunciant, you know, Nyasa Shiromani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called, that he is a Shiromani amongst the sannyasis. Then what to speak of all of us, what is expected of all of us who are born in this country of India. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki. So I guess there is a dinner for all of you. So shall the prayers, and then